Hey guys, Trevor with eCommerce Paradise, and today I wanted to talk about goal setting. It's really important to set goals on a consistent basis for your e-commerce business and for your personal life so that you can stay on track and you can achieve the goals that you want to achieve, both monetarily, financially, and also lifestyle-wise, and so that you can reward yourself appropriately when you achieve those goals, because I think that's really important. So number one, before I get into goal setting, I want to talk about focus. So you can't really set goals if you don't have a particular focus in your life. So it's really important to know what you want to work on before you set goals and try to achieve them, right? So when you have too many things going on in your life, it's kind of hard to focus on any one thing and actually grow it. So first things first, eliminate all your distractions and eliminate everything that isn't actually serving your higher purpose in life. So what I mean by that is, if your goal is to make an income, then, you know, maybe eliminate your TV watch time, maybe eliminate, distractions like Facebook feed time that aren't going to actually serve that purpose. Okay. And then also when it comes to making money, you have to know that the attention that you put onto learning should be attention towards learning about that. Instead of learning about other things, you should be learning about that particular topic. So don't get distracted by things easily. And decide what project you want to work on. Decide the main thing, the one big thing that you're going to work on in your life, and focus on that one thing, right? There's always going to be distractions and new shiny objects. You might think about getting into other business models. You might think about different niches. You might, want to expand one way or the other. But the truth is, if you focus on one thing until you see it fully through to the end, you'll get the biggest results in life. And not only results financially, but you'll also be more relaxed doing it, and you're gonna have a better time. It's gonna be a positive impact on your physical and mental health, right? Because if you have too many projects going on, you're gonna be spreading yourself thin, and it could be detrimental to your health. Trust me, I know. I've been a serial entrepreneur for quite some time, where I've started many different side hustles and projects and niches and business models and stuff like that. And when I come back down to things, I realize that what serves me and my higher purpose the best is focusing on one business until it's successful, right? So that's what I'm doing now. The goal here with eCommerce Paradise is to help you guys learn how to start a high-ticket dropshipping business, how to scale it to six figures, and then how to also scale it beyond that with other business models as well. Now, with that said, there's a lot of different things involved in that process, so it's a very long journey. So it's easy to get distracted along the journey, and it's easy to think, well, this isn't happening immediately, and I'm not seeing tons of sales right now, so it's never gonna happen. But the truth is, this stuff takes a long time, and it takes a long time to learn, as well as a long time to implement and to practice. So just get used to that fact that it's going to take a while, and you need to stay focused on that one thing until completion. And if you've done your research up front, then you'll know that the niche that you're getting into is going to be lucrative enough to provide you a full-time income. So that's the key. So with that said, let's get into the goal setting stuff. Goal setting is really important, because without goals, you don't really have something to work on every single day. It's good to be able to sit down every single day and actually have a plan in place, something where you know that you want to get this done this week. And it's important with goals to not only know what you want to do, but know like when you want to do it. So for instance, right now is the middle of July, and by the end of July, I want to have all my product descriptions rewritten. So that's going to take a little bit of process for me. I'm going to have to assign the product description rewriting job to a gig on Fiverr, and I'm going to have to make sure that they do a good job with it. So I'm gonna have to guide them along the way. And then, that's gonna take a while, because we have over 100 product descriptions to write on our website. But with that said, at the end of the month, and all the product descriptions are rewritten and everything is posted to the website, it's going to greatly enhance our ability to rank in the organic search rankings. And it's also going to enhance our ability to close sales when we're driving product listing ads traffic to our product listings. So, that matters a lot. And that's one of the best investments we can make in our business, is rewriting and enhancing our product descriptions with pictures and videos. So that's our goal by the end of the month, is to have this one site that we're doing, the case study site for the course, the main site we're working on in our business and our life right now. We want to make that site as good as we possibly can, right? So I want to impact, you know, just really make that an impactful thing. Is if you can set aside that number one thing you want to do in the next week, it's really easy to focus and get it done. If you have like 100 things you want to do in the next week, it's really hard to sit down and get that one thing done because you're going to try to get 100 things done. You're never going to get anything done. So try to focus and get one thing done the entire next week. You'll find yourself so happy because you'll get it done. And then you're going to be like, wow, I got it done. This is amazing. My life is great. I'm such a efficient, effective person. And now I want to go celebrate, right? And so you're going to be happier. You're going to be healthier because you're not stressed out. And you'll make more money in the long run because you're actually getting things done, right? So just focus on that stuff, you know? 1 week at a time, okay? Don't pressure yourself to get everything done in a day. There's not a whole lot you can get done in a day when you think about it. I mean, if you're working a job already, you got a family, you only have a few hours to spend every single day on your business. If you are working full-time in your business, great. But still, it's really hard to, you know, work full-time and juggle all these things in life that life throws at you. So make sure that you set goals on a weekly basis. You have tasks on a daily basis, but your goals are on a weekly basis or even a monthly basis so that you don't overburden yourself. You want to set your goals realistically, and realistically when it comes to your ability to actually get things done and just your pace that you're working at in life. You know, not everybody works at a super fast pace in life. Most people work at a pretty mellow pace, and that's not bad at all. I think it's a great thing to work at a mellow pace because it keeps you easygoing and it keeps you relaxed. And it's more important to focus on your physical and mental health, honestly, than it is to focus on your finances. I think you should really put your health above your wealth at all times in your life, because if you look at it this way, if you have $1 million and you're in terrible health, you're about to die, that $1 million is not going to be worth anything to you at that point. Like, it's not going to matter. In fact, you're going to hate the fact that you worked so much for money, because if you would have focused on your health more, you would actually be able to enjoy that money. So if you focus on your health as much as possible, then all the money that you do make in the long run is going to enhance your life. It's going to amplify how good you already feel because you're so healthy and happy and fulfilled in your life, right? And if you work at a very mellow, relaxed pace, but you work consistently on one thing and getting those one thing done every week, then you'll really be able to maximize your ability to reach those goals, right? So know what you're working towards on a weekly basis. That's it. Now, moving more towards the lifestyle stuff, you definitely want to write down all your dreams and your aspirations in life. Like, what are the things you want to do? For me, it's I want to learn more skateboarding tricks. So I want to get really good at technical skating. You know, I want to learn how to do flip in, flip out. I want to do 360 out. You know, like, I want to do all these things into and out of these tricks I already know how to do on benches, boxes, and rails. And it's going to take a lot of time. It's going to take a lot of effort. And I'm going to enjoy the process along the way. But I know that I want to practice these tricks. So I have this whole list now of like 58 different tricks that I want to learn, and I'm excited about that, because if I sit down and instead of just randomly skating for 2 hours, I can actually go through one at a time and every 3 or 4 tries, you know, change the trick up and do a different trick, then I'm really working towards my goals more. You know, it's on a consistent level now. It's not just random. It's not just throw things at the wall and see what sticks. It's actually, I know I want to do this. I know it's going to take a lot of practice to get there. So let me practice it. Let me watch, you know, other people do it and see how they do it and then actually get it done, right? And you can translate to anything in life. Like, another thing I want to learn how to do is surf better. But I have to be in a place where I can surf. You can't surf in Bangkok unless you're going to surf on the river behind a boat. I'm not about to do that. The rivers are gross here. But you can go out to the beach in Bali, for instance. You know, you can go to Canggu or something like that, or Uluwatu Beach, and you know, ride a surf break out there. But the thing is, if you want to learn surfing, you have to know how to pop up on the board correctly. You have to know how to get your timing right. You have to know how to position yourself over the board, and you have to know how to spot a wave as it's coming in. And then once you get on the board, what do? You know, you have to learn how to turn and carve and you know, barrel and whatever else. So I've been watching a ton of surf videos on YouTube lately because I want to really inculcate my mind with like what it takes to surf, what it takes to do all this stuff, you know, every little thing. And so, you know, that's part of it, right? You might have all these dreams and aspirations in your life, and it's important that you have these because work is not necessarily the most important thing in life. It truly isn't. The most important thing is family, right? And it's fulfillment. And so, you know, whatever that means to you, but hobbies are a great way to find fulfillment in your life, and family is a great way to find fulfillment in your life as well. Like raising your children and going and doing things with them, taking them out to the park, taking them to the beach, taking them, you know, on vacations and traveling, and maybe just walking down the road or going for a hike or something like that, you know? Truly fulfilling stuff, you know? And those are the kind of things you'll look back on in life and really treasure. So just make sure that all the work that you do, all the time you put into it, make sure that it's going towards that kind of a thing, something that really is going to truly fulfill you, and that you're going to look back on when you're, you know, on your deathbed, and you're going to appreciate that you spent a lot of time doing it. And the next thing I can really say is that as you're doing this, don't be afraid to document the whole process. Take pictures and make videos of every single thing you do that's fulfilling to you in life, because you'll be able to look back on that and really appreciate it more. Because our memory works in this strange way. You remember things that are scary, you remember things that are embarrassing, but you don't remember things that are awesome sometimes. So if you take pictures and make videos of really awesome moments in your life, even though you're really chilled during that moment, you'll look back on it and be like, wow, my life was amazing, right? Using a tool like Instagram to post it, or even just Google Photos or something like that, is really good too. So write down your dreams, right? And then if they're big dreams, like they, you know, are going to be expensive, right? Try to figure out how much they're going to cost to fulfill. You know, if one of your dreams is to, you know, ride a 1,000, you know, cc motorbike in the Isle of Wight, I believe, Isle of Man or something like that. There's a motorcycle competition on an island off of the UK, and it's insane. But if that's one of your goals, how much does that motorbike cost, and how much would it cost to practice, you know, for enough to so you can learn how to actually compete in that contest? A lot of this can be drawn from the 4-Hour Workweek and what Tim Ferriss talks about there, where he, you know, he wanted to compete in a dance competition. He was able to actually do that and fulfill that dream of his. And it's pretty cool. You know, I look back on my life and I've been able to fulfill a lot of really cool dreams that I've had, like having a motorbike and riding around the hills, Mulholland Drive, around Los Angeles and the Santa Monica Mountains, out into Malibu and the PCH. And that was a dream I had growing up through high school, was to be out in Southern California and enjoying the California lifestyle. And I did all that stuff, and it was really cool. And then my dreams changed. I wanted to travel the world, so I did all that stuff. And now my dreams kind of changed again. You know, I want to settle down and have a really nice luxury lifestyle now. And we found a great place that's actually very affordable here in Bangkok, so we're doing it. And now we're living that life, which is really cool. And you can live whatever life you want to. Every few years, it usually changes for people. But the beauty is that we're living in a day and age where anything's possible. And it's really easy to find the cost of stuff. So if to find the cost, just go online and type it into Google and see how much it'll cost. It's not that hard. And then you kind of have a baseline of what you'll need in order to fulfill your greatest dreams and desires and fantasies and stuff like that. All right. Now, next, once you have that down, you know your goals, your dreams, how much they even the biggest, the coolest ones will cost, you have to start lowering your expenses and paying off your debt. Okay, because the number one thing that holds people back from fulfilling their dreams in life is not how much money they make, but how much they spend and how much debt they have. Because the problem is, you can make all the money in the world, but if you're spending it all every single month on bills, you don't have any money to spend fulfilling your dreams, right? And the same thing goes with debt. If you're putting money on credit cards because you don't have that money to spend, and you're trying to fulfill your dreams through things you have to put on credit cards, then you're going to have all this debt, this really expensive debt. Consumer debt's some of the worst. You know, 20, 30% annual percentage will just, you know, kill you over time, right? So you have to make a diligent effort to lower your expenses as much as possible. So that means eliminating any bills that you don't absolutely need, and, you know, downsizing as much as you can for a long enough time, and also paying off all your debts first before anything else. So lower expenses, pay off your debts before anything else. And then once you're there, you're at that, like, you know, basically break-even level, where you're able to pay off all your bills and your monthly expenses without actually going into debt, then it's time to really focus on increasing your income. And then once you have the income to afford it, then you can up your lifestyle again. But a lot of people, they just live beyond their means, and it's not a great way to live, because you're never going to get ahead that way. You're never going to be able to afford to fulfill those dreams if you can't live below your means for a long enough time to where you can save up enough money so you can do that, right? And one of the best ways to do it, of course, is with e-commerce, because with an online business, you can scale it indefinitely, right? And really, you just need to learn how to do it. You just need to invest in yourself, because when you invest in yourself, then you learn new skill sets. And these days, you can make money online in all sorts of different ways. But you just need to learn how to do it. Right? That's the key. And I think the problem is most people are either afraid of it for some reason, or they're afraid that they just won't be able to do it, or they're just not interested, or they're lazy, they just don't want to do it, or whatever. There's a million reasons we all have, right? But the truth is, you just have to spend time learning how to do it and then do it, right? Don't be afraid of it. Don't tell yourself, oh, I can't do it because of this, or I can't do it because of that. Whether it's an internal excuse or an external excuse, like, oh, I'm not good enough for it for some reason, I don't have enough money to invest, whatever. Or maybe it's, oh, maybe the market's too saturated, too much competition, or I just don't know if that business model even works, or something like that. Like, I hear excuses all the time. I talk to people about stuff and try to help them out, and they're just like, well, what about this? What about that? It won't work because of this, it won't work because of that. And I was like, well, if you keep telling yourself that, then that's all you're ever going to know and understand and believe. You have to get rid of that false belief first, and then you can move on to actually understanding how it works and how people do it successfully. And then you can model that and create your own version of it in your own sub-niche of some, bigger niche, right? So we've set our goals now. We're dreaming, right? We know how much our dream's gonna cost. We've lowered our expenses. We've gotten rid of our debt, right? We're living below our means. Now it's time to scale. And we've invested in ourselves now, right? So we understand things. The rocket ship is ready to launch at this point, guys. And that's when things really start to take off in your life, right? I remember when I first started my e-commerce business, I just couldn't wait. I was just thinking, like, I'm in prison right now. I'm in a day job. And if I don't free my mind first, right? If I don't expand my brain, my understanding of the world and how it works, then I'm never going to escape this physical prison that I'm in. I'm never going to be able to get to a place in life I want to be in, which is wherever I want to be at any given moment, doing the things I want to do. I want to be in the coolest place in the world I can possibly be, where it's so chill to live, like that I don't have to worry about a thing. I want to be making so much money that I don't have to worry. I don't want to make too much money because then there's like tons of problems with dealing with that. But I want to make enough money to where like I'm totally comfortable. I want to be making that money in a way where I'm actually helping people because I love to help people. And I'm helping people doing something I love to help people do. Like I would normally be helping people build e-commerce businesses whether I'm charging money for it or not. But I just decided to build a course, which means I filmed myself actually making one, which took a lot of time, like months of time to do, and sell that course. So now I can do it without actually having to do it, every single moment of the day. All I have to do is add to the course, and people can watch the videos over and over again. It's like kind of like cloning myself. So it's a really cool passive business model, right? The membership site thing, but drop shipping is also very cool because you don't have to make the product yourself. You are just banking on this business that's already gone out there, already developed a product, right, in China. They've already imported it to the United States. They've already branded that product. They've already packaged that product. They have a fulfillment center where they're actually shipping it out and a staff on hand to handle orders, right? All you have to do is list it on a Shopify store and put some content up and drive some paid traffic and give some people some good deals, right? Build some trust and close that sale. I mean, how hard is that, right? I mean, yeah, it actually is pretty simple. And you're able to do this simply because they need that help. That supplier, that product, that brand needs help doing online sales. I mean, this stuff is not easy to learn. It's expensive to hire an in-house e-commerce expert to run a business for you. You practically have to spend tens of thousands of dollars per month if you're a big business that wants to bring it on and indoors, do it in-house. So that's why they have dropshippers like us, the people that do dropship only e-commerce businesses, because we're the people that spend hours and hours and hours of time all day long, literally full time, all night sometimes, right? Working and learning and figuring out how to do e-commerce businesses. They need our help, right? So that's what we're there for. And that's why you'll find tons of dropship friendly suppliers out there in every single niche, because all these brands know that they need our help. So understand that about yourself, and you'll have so much more confidence when you go out there and try to get suppliers. Right? And having a goal puts more confidence in you too, because you know that your goal is to get 10 suppliers this month. You need that many suppliers to make a full-time business. If you don't get that goal, man, you're not going to get that Ferrari, right? Or that motorbike, or that private jet or helicopter, or maybe it's just a quick vacation, to Australia with your family or something like that. So definitely have goals because it's going to help you work harder towards your goals to actually achieve them. If that goal is to get suppliers, you're not going to give up as easily because you know you want that reward that comes after that, right? So set those goals because without them, you're bound to just fail. If you fail to plan, you plan to fail. right? And goal setting is planning, really. You know, it's important to write down all your goals, but it's important to actually follow through on your plan to get there, right? So definitely do that. Personal goals and business goals are equally as important. So like I said, if you have personal goals in your life, you want to travel, you want to do all this stuff, keep it as the same importance as your business goals, okay? Because it's important that you are able to reach the fulfillment in your life as well as the money level in life. Money isn't everything, guys, okay? So consider this, like your health and your fulfillment in life is probably going to be the only thing you remember when you're dying. You're not gonna remember all the money you made. You're not gonna remember all that, all those hours you spent on the computer. You're gonna say, wow, I'm so glad I did that because I was able to get all the stuff I really, you know, give a shit about, which is my family, the vacations, the lifestyle, all the experiences, right? All that stuff is what you're really gonna remember. That's the only thing in your life that really matters, guys. But you have to work hard and smart. I'd rather put it the other way around, actually. You have to work smart, right? And hard. You have to hustle hard, but you have to be very smart about it. You have to learn and implement. Learn as you go, get it done, and you'll get there, okay? So hope this podcast video was helpful. And leave me your feedback, please. Comment below if you're watching on YouTube or if you're on the podcast. You know, go to YouTube and comment below. And subscribe to the YouTube channel. I'm here to help, guys. I really do love helping people. And I'm just so glad that I have this business now because I'm able to help people all over the world start profitable high-ticket dropshipping stores. If you don't know yet, I have a masterclass, high-ticket dropshipping masterclass. If you haven't signed up, get in there right now. The pricing is still very low. There's a $97 a month option. There's also a $497 a year option and a $997 lifetime option. So I'm going to be actually adding content to this course in perpetuity. So this is going to be my masterclass of all time. I'm going to be building it out, all sorts of cool content going into the future. So you'll get content for their lifetime access. And that's pretty awesome. So that's my one big thing, guys. And get in now while the price is still low, right? All those pricing, all that pricing is going to go up as more content gets added to the course. So if you missed out on the low pricing, all I got to say is sorry, but you know, you snooze, you lose. And early bird gets the worm, right? So get in there now and enjoy the content. Tons of good stuff in there. I only put the good stuff in there. I don't put, you know, crap. So I'm only into good stuff. And it's just because I want to help people and I want to help you to achieve the lifestyle that you really want to achieve, you know? So what lifestyle do you want to achieve? Comment below. Let me know what that lifestyle is all about. Whether you want to live on a beach sipping pina coladas in Thailand, or do you want to live, you know, in a high-rise penthouse suite in Manhattan, right? Do you want to have a huge office with tons of salesmen and, you know, a gigantic website like Wayfair with 5,000 plus suppliers? Or do you want to just, you know, have a small dropship store that pays the bills and you want to chill on the beach in a hammock? You know, I don't know. It's up to you. It's your choice and it's your life that you're going to live. So let me know what that is. You know, I'm always curious to know. I'm doing exactly what I want to be doing in life right now. I'm living a relaxed, mellow lifestyle in Bangkok and being able to afford it easily. A luxury apartment out here, one bedroom luxury apartments, $550 a month. It's insanely good value out here, guys. If you are ever thinking about a place to live, one of the best cities in the world is Bangkok, Thailand. I know it sounds crazy because there's so much media around Bangkok as this like crazy party city and you just wouldn't expect it, but it truly is one of the coolest cities, safest cities, funnest cities you'll ever visit in your life. So consider it as a place to go. Maybe not. I don't know. Let me know. And yeah, get into the masterclass, guys. academy.ecommerceparadise.com. You can actually live chat with me at ecommerceparadise.com. I've got that set up there. So go to the site, hit that live chat, ask me anything you want to ask me. And yeah, read through the testimonials, guys. I've gotten so many students in there that love the course so far, and they've had some great things to say to me. I'm really happy about it because I put a lot of work into this, and it's definitely paying off right now because I'm able to help so many people start their businesses. And it's really fulfilling work because I love seeing people succeed. It's just warms my heart because I know that I'm changing people's lives out there. So it's wonderful. And if you want my help, it's there. It's there for you whenever you need it. But the price is going up, so get in now. All right, guys, thanks for watching, listening, and I'll see you next time. Peace out.